This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of my very favorite writers is Flannery O'Connor. It's hard for me to read her fiction because it makes my head feel like it's going to explode. And I get so overwhelmed, I can't even really quite bear to read it, even though I love it. Like her novel, Wise Blood. I love it. It's one of my very favorite novels in the whole world. And I can literally only read one page at a time because it's so intense. But I also love Flannery O'Connor's nonfiction, which I find much less overwhelming and much easier to handle for that reason. And I particularly love her letters. I have read the collection of her letters called The Habit of Being several times, and in fact, I pulled it off the shelf because I'm getting ready to reread it yet again. I find new things in it every time. And one thing that struck me as I've been thinking about it over the years is that there is a theme that emerges very late in the collection, in 1964. And at this point, O'Connor's health is worsening. She has lupus, and the sad fact is that we as readers know that she is in the last months of her life. Flannery O'Connor was a deeply religious person, a devout Catholic, and I've always been intrigued that at this point, O'Connor starts to mention a prayer. O'Connor writes to a friend about a prayer that she describes as a prayer I've said every day for many years. It's to Saint Raphael, and it begins, "O Raphael, lead us toward those we are waiting for, those who are waiting for us. Raphael, angel of happy meeting, lead us by the hand toward those we are looking for." Because I've studied O'Connor's life, I think I understand for myself why this prayer in particular was so important to her. And because it was so important to her, I've thought a lot about it. It seems to me in life, so often things seem to be a matter of, are we in the right place at the right time to grasp some opportunity to meet the person who can play a pivotal role in our fate? We think, there's someone there for me. If only I could be led to that person I'm looking for. It's a profound thought. If you'd like to hear Flannery O'Connor's own voice, I'll put a link in the show notes so you can hear her read the opening lines from one of her most famous stories. A good man is hard to find.
The grandmother didn't want to go to Florida. She wanted to visit some of her connections in East Tennessee, and she was seizing at every chance to change Bailey's mind.
And I will also link to her book of letters. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.